Good evening. Welcome everybody tonight to the Special Permit and License Board meeting on Wednesday, November 19th. If we could have the roll call, please. Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
McCullough.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
And you'll just recall that Amin had announced that he wouldn't be here due to his surgery.
Amin's absent, it's excused.
Okay.
At this time, we're going to move on to item B, procedure of minutes. If we could have a motion to approve the minutes from the November 5th meeting?
So moved.
A second.
Seconded by Marty McCullough, and all in favor say aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. This time, we're going to move on to public hearing and new business. New beer, wine, and liquor license for Milano Nail Spa, Walnut Creek. Thank you. If you can go ahead and read that into the record, and we'll call you up momentarily.
The public hearing tonight is scheduled for the board to consider the new beer and wine liquor license application from NOA-MNS Development LLC, doing business as Milano Nail Spa Walnut Creek, 10436 Town Center Drive, Suite 300. The property is zoned PUD, and the sale of alcoholic beverages by the drink for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city's website on November 7th, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby, of the date and time of the hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the north, 108th Place, extended, on the south, 101st Avenue, extended, on the west, Zephyr Court, extended, and on the east, J Street, extended. Surveying was completed by Oedipus Petitioning, and a report of the results, along with a map showing where petitioning was conducted, is included in this packet. I only provided you the final report because it was 100% approval rating, so I just didn't include the actual petition itself. There are currently two other beer and wine licenses in this neighborhood, Smash Burgers and Mod Pizza. A report from the Westminster Police Department regarding the results of the investigation on the applicant is attached. Liquor investigator Novell is present and will present the findings to the board. I submit this information for the record.
I have one question. Doesn't the if Smash Burger and Mod Pizza have their licenses right there, wouldn't it be AMC?
It's like license to license. So if it's a beer wine license, we only note beer wine licenses.
Okay. That's fine.
That's why there's so much fewer, even though there's a lot more businesses.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. There's way more right there than.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Any other questions? Anybody else have a question? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into the record. Detective, if you want to raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
I do.
Go ahead.
All right, Detective Andrew Neville, Westminster PD Liquor Enforcement Officer. Westminster Police Department received an application for a beer and wine liquor license for Milano Nail Spa, Walnut Creek. Background investigation as to the character of the licensee was conducted, and nothing was found that would adversely reflect upon their character. Documentation was provided as to the funding for the business and appears to be proper. Westminster Police Department finds no reason to deny the liquor license application.
Perfect. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and accept that into evidence. If we could have the applicant come forward, please. Whoever wants to speak, or both of you, if you both want to speak. Hello. Is that mic on? When she said hello, I didn't.
Hello?
There we go. Now it is. If y'all could both raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
If one at a time, you could state your first name, your last name, spell your last name, and address for the record.
Jenny Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N is the last name. Address.
You don't have to raise your hand.
14160 Kaler Place, Broomfield, Colorado, 80023.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm Peace Nguyen, and the address 18267 West 95 Avada, 8007.
Perfect. Thank you. At this time, if you want to tell us a little bit about your business, what you're looking for, why you're trying to do this, what background you have.
Yeah. So we're a nail salon. We're more on like the mega luxury type of salon. This salon in particular is over 3,000 square feet. We are gearing more towards a luxury service, so we're wanting to get this license to kind of give that luxury feel, so as you're getting your services done, you get a complimentary drink. We are only for each drink, we do about half of a serving, so we're serving wine, beer, like seltzers, no hard alcohol, just wine and beer mostly. Each serving will be half of a serving, so the glass is half full. Each client gets two glasses per their service. Who's keeping track and checking IDs is going to be the two managers on site, as well as all of our receptionists. Total, we have
many receptionists.
Seven receptionists, two managers, and they keep track of all the clients that are coming in, how many drinks people are getting, what drinks they're getting. We also serve non-alcoholic drinks as well for any minors or people who don't want to drink alcohol. We have teas, coffee, water, sodas, things like that.
Perfect. And what type of experience? Do you have any experience in the liquor industry?
I used to have a salon that also did this in Boulder. The company actually is a nationwide company. We have over 50 locations currently in Colorado. This one is our second location, but we're working on third and fourth location in Colorado Springs. We also have one in Belmar that is working to get their liquor license. They haven't gotten it yet, but our other nationwide, they all have liquor licenses the same way.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Two more questions before we open it to the board, just so they kind of know what's going on. What are the two of yours position in the business?
She has partnership in the company. I was retained by the company to do the paperwork and translating.
Okay, and who's going to be running the day-to-day operations?
She will be running the day-to-day operations.
And then is there any liquor training?
Yes, so all the receptionists and managers will undergo training.
Okay.
I think they have it scheduled already, but it is quite a bit before they can get
Perfect.
In.
Perfect. At this time, we'll open it up from discussion from the board.
I have a question. Who actually serves the client the alcohol?
The Is managers the and the receptionists who okay. all go
So it's not the technician?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Where's the alcohol going to be stored?
We have a storage room in the back that gets locked. That's where the alcohol and like extra inventory will be held. So anything, unopened bottles, any extra inventory will be there. The actual service area is behind the front desk. So that's where the receptionists and managers stay. Technicians are not allowed behind there. It's solely for those people.
Yeah.
And that's where that will be served, but where it's stored is in the back.
I'm just curious, is there a lot of people out there who want to have a drink with getting their nails
actually,
done?
Yeah.
And how do you get a drink when you're getting both your hands done?
typically we split it in half. So a lot of women and men, they do their toes first and the nails after. And sometimes this can be like 2+ hours of service. So sometimes having, you know, a little drink is nice.
I was just curious. I'm trying to picture me with a straw as you're doing my nails. And, yeah.
It's actually really popular. You should come in.
Try it out. Right. We'll schedule a date. And when do you plan on opening?
We've already been open for about a year now.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
My apologies.
Right now we're serving the non-alcoholic drinks and mocktails.
Maybe I should get my nails done. I would know that. Any other questions?
Are you going to card, you know, a lot of restaurants card any age? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that going to be your policy? You card everyone or you card somebody that looks like they should be carded?
No, we card everyone.
You card everybody. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And are you, I'm trying to say this without sounding rude. Does she understand everything we're saying? You know what I mean? Or do you need to translate some of that? Because you're answering all the questions.
Yeah.
But you're just almost like a consultant.
Yeah.
You know, but she's going to be running the day-to-day operations. I just want to make sure she understands what we're asking.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, I mean, I don't think this is going to be a place where it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see people going to the nail salon as a nightclub, you know, but
and
I just want to make sure she knows.
She oversees the managers and the receptionists, but the managers and receptionists on site are all English-based, and they're the ones that are...
Yeah, I don't care about the language issue. That doesn't bother me whatsoever. I don't want it to come off that way. I just want to make sure she understands what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I don't want it to come across like that at all.
Oh, no.
Also, are you open 7 days a week or?
7 days a week, yes.
And what hours of operation?
9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Any other questions? Anyone in the public who'd like to speak for or against? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and then open up for any board discussion and or a motion.
I have no objections to it. I go to a nail salon and they serve wine there. Mm. And sometimes you're there at 8 o'clock in the morning and people are, I don't because I drive, but hey, if I walk there, I might.
Right. No. I mean, I don't see any issue with it. I just had those questions just for peace of mind.
Mr. Chairman, I would move we grant the license.
I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've had good luck. Mary Joy will be in touch with y'all over the next little while. So you don't have to stay here and hang out unless you want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to you as soon as I receive the license.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I mean, you can hang out with us. We're not that fun, though.
Only if you got there one.
At this time, we're going to move on to a special event permit for music as a language. If we could go ahead and read that into the record, please.
Yes.
That's terrible. That's what I said.
Well,
what?
I know I have it in here somewhere. Sorry.
It's all right. We're having fun over here.
It's the one thing you should not misspell.
That's what I'm saying.
You misspell everything else. But the name of the city? All right.
Chuck pulled it out. Just kidding.
We'll discuss that in miscellaneous business.
Yeah. I don't have my report in there. Well, I'm going to do it from memory. So we're here tonight to consider a special event permit from Music as a Language. It's a nonprofit. They are going to be holding they're asking for three events to happen on May 5th, 6th, and 7th from 5 p.m. to midnight. The events are going to take place at the Colorado Sound Studio at 3100. Yep. I don't know why.
Do you guys not have the report?
3080 West 71st Avenue. Okay. This is a longstanding business that's been in the city for over 30 years. And this Colorado Sound Studio has some new buildings that they have rented that's in their little complex. And they're going to be using them for these kinds of events. And so they're working with Music as a Language to provide alcohol, and these are concert events. And they can tell you more about it. They have food and all that that will be available at the event by food trucks. But it is for concert events. This is the first time they've applied with the City of Westminster. And I think I mentioned that they are asking for three special event permits for May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
This says December 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Where did I get May? December is right. Correct. It is December. Okay. Memory.
I mean, I'm impressed so far.
I submit this information for the record.
Perfect. You can go ahead, Detective Neville, with your report.
So the police department has received a special event permit for Music as a Language. They have applied for a special event permit for their House of Let event, which the dates are December 5th through the 7th. Local background checks were completed on the applicant. Nothing adverse was discovered that would affect the application. The Westminster Police Department finds no reason to deny this liquor license application.
Thank you, Detective. Anybody have any questions for the police department? Seeing none, we'll move forward and accept both reports into evidence. This time we'll ask the applicant to come forward. Just like before, if you could raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and complete?
Yes.
Perfect. If both of you can state your first name, last name, spell your last name, and your address for the record.
Alex Ween, W-E-I-N, address is 792 South Sherman Street, Denver, Colorado, 80209.
I'm Brian Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and I live at 434 Moon Ridge Drive in Edwards, Colorado, 81632.
Perfect, thank you. And now, so y'all tell us a little bit about your event, what your plans are, what your security plans, your alcohol plans, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, so we're a nonprofit. We raise money to provide musical equipment for schools and provide after-school programs for kids that can't afford it. We're working with a band called Lettuce, and Lettuce has created a scholarship program with us to provide a student to go to Berklee School of Music, which is like one of the nicest music schools in America. And so they are friends with Colorado Sound Studio, and they're going to be recording the performance each night. They're doing two shows at each date. One is at like 6:30, the other one is at 9, and they're going to be recording it and then releasing these recordings on vinyl, and like they're having an audio video team there as well. We have provided a map to Mary Joy that has the areas that the alcohol will be allowed. There's also three exits, one of being the entrance. We have three TIP certified alcohol certification of training for all the employees who are going to be working that night. I brought those in for you guys if you want to see them. So there'll be two bartenders. We're just going to be serving beer and wine. Lettuce has their own brand of like natural wine, which is the real reason why they're selling that wine. And then Music as a Language is going to be receiving a portion of those proceeds to go to this scholarship program. And then a portion of the door costs or whatever, the money that we receive from tickets, will go to the scholarship as well. So all the bartenders that we have two bartenders for the wine and beer. We have three security guards, and then myself and Alex will all be there making sure everybody has everything that they need. We have provided like a security, get this paperwork out here. There's a written security plan with like how we plan to identify everybody with their government issued IDs. There'll be a different set of wristbands. This is a 18 and over show, but we don't really expect there to be a whole lot of people under the age of 21. But for that reason, we have two different color wristbands, and then we're going to write big X's on the underage people's hands. We also have a two drink allowance per guest so that people can't just go to the bar and buy however many drinks they want, to prevent them giving a drink to someone. We also have a security guard who will just be like maintaining the guest area just to like make sure that there's no tomfoolery, we'll say. And then we have a list Here I have a list of the two wines and the alcohol content. We all just recently did the, a lot of the people who are working security have had their alcohol training. I just went ahead and got mine. And there was a big thing in alcohol training that was like talking about the percentages of alcohol being like, you know, there's a lot of beers these days that have higher alcohol content. So we want to make sure that we don't overserve anybody and give them all only two drinks per person. If you guys have any questions here.
How many people do you expect?
There's going to be 80 people per
seating.
So there's it'll be like, let's say 200 people total. But that includes like, we're saying like 100 people each seating because there's going to be the band and the staff that are going to be on site. But the liquor permit would be for 80 guests.
Perfect. Yeah, and if you want to hand any of those papers that you have to Mary Joy, you know, that you brought with you that, you know, for us.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
All of this stuff was provided to Mary Joy.
Oh, you've already got it all? Yes. Chip certification.
I also have this to give you my question. This is the list of the beers and wine that we will be selling and the alcohol content of each.
That's true.
A little bit of information about that. And then I also wanted to give her all of our training paperwork.
And they should just put all that on file.
And then this is all the employees from...
And as soon as he comes back up, we'll open it up for board discussion.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Hi, and welcome. I guess my first question is it's not an open bar. It's just two drinks max. And how are those going to be counted? On the wristband somehow? Or?
Yeah, we're going to just mark them with like a Sharpie on the wristband.
And come back to me. I forgot my second question.
You've done these events in the past?
Yeah, maybe not at this. This is our first official event with applying for a liquor license. I have like over 20 years of experience in the food and beverage industry. Alex owns a bar and restaurant in Denver as well.
Okay.
So all the people who will be working are very well versed in this. Breezy is the representative from Colorado Sound Studio, and they are like very adamant about wanting to make sure that everything goes as planned for this event because they want to.
That's a cool little studio.
Yeah, they want to do these events more often. Yeah. I didn't mention this either, but we do have food trucks, so there will be food options. There'll be a security guard making sure that no alcohol leaves the inside. Maybe we provided a map that has the area where alcohol is allowed. And then outside, we're going to allow people to come and go so that if anybody gets hungry.
And who's managing the food trucks? Is that you?
We have an artist. Sorry, go ahead.
Has nothing to do with this board. Just make sure they're licensed and registered with the city.
Yes.
That way nothing happens and they don't get shut down during the middle of your event.
100%. Because
they do look for those.
All the food vendors have their own liability insurance, that we're making sure that they provide us with that paperwork.
I just want to make sure that, you know, they don't come in the middle of it, inspect them, and then shut you down right in the middle of that for not being registered, you know, registered licensees
so
with the city.
So what we did is we hired, it was actually the lady who teaches the alcohol classes. She runs a service where she provides food trucks for your event. And she makes sure that they're all licensed and have their insurance liability.
Makes no difference to this board. I just wanted to
throw it
out to you as a little helpful hint.
100%.
And I've seen it happen.
We also, as a nonprofit, have applied and got over $1 million, I think is what they do for liquor sales for liability insurance for the event itself.
Yeah, perfect.
Where's the event going to be held exactly?
Colorado Sound Studio.
And where?
I can give you the address.
It's like 10 minutes.
She read it.
West 71st Avenue.
Okay, and
Old
Town.
It's just west of Federal.
Okay.
On 71st Avenue. It's been down there for years. It's just north of the station.
They've recorded a lot of famous.
Right. I know their recording studio, but have they ever had an event at that location?
No, they just signed it.
Will you turn on your microphone, please?
The city owns the businesses. Okay. These buildings, and they are working on a lease with, they have a lease with the city to activate these buildings to bring these types of events into the city at their
okay,
studios.
So two concerns, but that, for lack of a better word, they're not major concerns. But, and I'm sure this is probably not really an issue for the board, but for the city, parking. How is parking going to work?
I would assume that it would be like street parking for the area.
There's going to be
80 people.
Mm-hmm. And there is, I mean, my recollection, I haven't been by there in a while, but they do have some on-site parking.
Yeah, there was like six spots when I went there to put up that sign.
Yeah.
And then there was plenty of street parking as well.
Yeah.
There's plenty of street parking? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's really, I guess, for you all. Then the other thing I was somewhat concerned with is, having in the past seen some of these kind of events, is some of the people come out there, some of the younger, our youth will, not necessarily from Westminster, but come out to something like this and hang out in the parking lot. What kind of security is there going to be for looking at?
Just the whole property as
yeah.
a whole?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a security
guard. We have three security guards on staff, so
and,
one will be
and they'll
the
be
door,
working
be
the outside of the building as well as
yeah,
the
yeah, we'll have somebody that
okay.
like, so my proposal to the team, we're having a meeting this week about it, and then that will definitely be addressed.
Yeah.
But it was that we'll have like a security guard at each entrance, and then we'll have a security guard that floats. So the floating security guard, part of his tasks will be to like go outside and make sure that people aren't bringing their own alcohol and drinking it in
right.
our parking lot.
Yeah.
So there's no outside alcohol on the property.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So like we also have some non-alcoholic.
I was a kid once, and you could say that, but
we don't want someone to, like hanging out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Eating,
sure.
Drinking their own beer or something.
Sure. Even on the street,
yeah.
It's just
right.
some kids will hear that this great concert is going to come, and instead of going in, they'll hang outside and try and listen to it.
Yeah, this concert. So it's like they're very adamant about having the doors closed and the room sealed for the recording purposes.
Yeah.
And the band is like, they don't even have lyrics to their songs. It's kind of like a jazz. Like if you can envision like a, have you ever heard of the Blue Note? Is a very
yeah.
popular
oh, yeah.
music venue. So we're kind of going for that vibe where
okay.
it's like a sit down, relaxed, like listening of the concert, not really like a party
yeah.
concert.
Okay.
Is that?
No nice. Rave.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have a whole lot of outside.
Just jazz and funk.
Yeah. It's definitely not like an EDM dance.
It's Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Yes, yes.
And how do you buy tickets to this event?
It was sold out instantly online through their fan club.
Oh, okay, through a fan club. Okay.
And on sale event.
Darn, I was planning on coming.
We could probably put you on the list if that's something you're interested in.
It sounded good.
Unfortunately, he can't do that. I'm going to stop that one real quick.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Go ahead.
Can I go ahead and make a motion to approve?
One second. Anybody else have any questions? Anyone in the public who would like to speak for or against? Casper? No. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for any more discussion and or motion.
Based upon the evidence and testimony presented, I move to approve the application.
Second.
For Music is a Language Incorporated for their special event on from 12:05 to 12:07 from 9 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and if we get all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Congratulations.
Good luck.
She'll be in touch with you.
Good luck with your event.
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to miscellaneous business reports. I would like to know who updates these screens because it says Westminster instead of Westminster.
Yeah, I just noticed that too.
If we're going to misspell anything on the city screens, it shouldn't be our city name.
Yeah.
That's why we're all laughing earlier.
I had a bunch of letters today I was working on, and there was no N in it either. So it's, I feel like it's following me. The typo. The only thing I have to add is we definitely have items for the December 3rd hearing date. We have another new license, and right now that's all we have. I did have a special event permit, but that got removed. So, and I don't have anything yet for the 17th, which I'm sure you guys would not be too upset about. But we'll cancel that via email vote if we need to. If we don't get anything really at this point, all we can do would be a special event permit. So, and it would be Kate because I'm going to be in Arizona, so it would be Kate that would be covering that hearing. Perfect. If we need one.
Perfect. My last thing I've got is city council appointment is city council is going to appoint somebody on December 22nd. I did throw my name in the hat for that appointed city council seat.
Boo.
So this December, if I get in, could be my last month. If not, I'm going to continue on as long as Mary Joy lets me. I wanted to let y'all know that.
Good luck. I had one last item, too. I'm sorry. I should have known better. But I voted on the minutes for November 5th, which was a meeting I did not attend. So I would like the next minutes to reflect that the second was, I believe, Ms. Moe. Was it?
Hatfield.
Sorry, Hatfield.
It's okay. We both have black.
Yeah, I'm going on 75, so forgive me.
Yeah. Anything else? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned at 6:32.
So if you get on the city council, you're out of here, right?
Correct.
I
talked to Abby about it.
So are they having any luck filling for seats?
No, there's just one up, and there's several people interested.
No, I'm talking about
Abby told me.
I'm out of here.
Abby said they've got candidates. Don't worry about it. Because before I made my decision, I asked Abby. Told her I was concerned about leaving this board because we're already losing two others. And she said,
check out the
she told
website.
Me to stop. She told me to stop.
I took it, she didn't.
Right.
Well, yeah.